Welcome to the Visible Coaches podcast. I'm Angela Durant and you'll meet Anke Herman a little later. Between us, we have 30 years of business experience. We've started and grown our businesses from nothing but an idea, learning to play to our strengths as introverts in what often feels like an extrovert world. If you have ever felt any resistance to how others tell you you have to market yourself or bare your soul on social media just to get clients, then this podcast is for you. We know the unique challenges that introverted coaches face when it comes to selling their services. So, if you're ready to learn how to spot those golden opportunities right under your nose, clarify your message, nurture that market, and get more business coming your way, all without sacrificing your energy levels or well-being, then plug your AirPods in and let's go. So welcome to the Visible Coaches podcast. So if you are tuning in from listening to the last podcast that we did on what you need to let go of, we're going one step deeper on this one, which is, are your patterns preventing real progress? Oh, take a sigh of relief with us. If you need to, grab a coffee. You know, if you're driving, just slow down, maybe just, you know, 5 miles per hour. Stay with us, you know, as you do it. Don't get triggered. Don't go for another lighthearted podcast. This is going to really help you. Let's look at patterns, because I know you're a pattern spotter, okay? Because you were, you know, as a former dressmaker, there was lots to do with patterns there. And as a former performer and musician, there were always patterns in music all the time. And when I was learning to practice, I would be looking for the patterns, because if I could learn the music that was in patterns, I could learn probably several sections of that piece of music and then just practice the harder bits differently rather than just slogging away from beginning to end. So I think pattern spotting is flipping vital. But when it comes to making real progress, and we've got to decide what real progress actually is and looks like, how do we understand, how do we start to learn to do this pattern spotting for ourselves? And when do we need somebody else? And how do we allow somebody else to help us pattern spot? That's our topic today. Go for it, Anke.
Love it. Yeah, no, I mean, pattern spotting. I mean, I've had pattern spotting's got me through school, university, software development. Like, without that, that's why I was never any good at history or, you know, where it's just memorizing. I was good at maths and languages, like everywhere there's a pattern. So yeah, totally pattern, total pattern geek. I think when patterns can hold us back, I think the first thing when you sort of mentioned that, what jumps to mind is that good old saying, you don't have business problems, you have personal issues that show up in your business. So that means, like, when, like, that's always my first kind of go-to when I feel like, okay, you know, I have a tendency to overstretch myself and to say yes to a lot of things. Where else in my life does that show up? Like, what's underneath all of that? You know, and invariably it shows up elsewhere as well. You know, it shows up with friends, it shows up with families, like, oh, can you just, yes, of course, right? You know, so where else does that show up? And you can really see if you go to the source to dig into, like, yeah, what's the thing, right? I remember the moment this kind of really took a turn for me, this whole saying yes, people pleasing, because that's where it comes from, you know, was Dr. George Fransky's relationship handbook. And he says, well, do you realize when you're a people pleaser, you're actually quite a selfish bitch? So it was actually like, you're not half as kind as you think you are. You're trying to manipulate people into liking you by doing what you think they want to hear, or, you know, do what you think they like. And I'm like, ooh, you know, so that kind of helped me see this in a whole. And as a result, my sewing business, that's where it really showed up for me. It turned around 180 degrees. I still had that business for another 4 years after that, with none of the stress, none of the overwhelm, because I had seen through what was behind the saying yes to everything, right? And so it's literally discovering the pattern usually is going to happen when you look for it outside of your business, because in your business, that's where it's going to fly in your face. And if you can't see it, I think like if you can't see it, well, then, a coach probably will. And I sometimes think, I found my pattern, and I saw through it, but it took me several years, whereas a coach would have probably pointed my nose to it like within a week. So I think there's always a bit of both.
Yeah, there's a couple of patterns that I have seen in myself. Hope you're all right with this, listener, because we're, revealing ourselves here. Hopefully, it feels a lot easier when you're listening to somebody else that's on their journey show you that the there's patterns that come up all the time. And one of the things I understood was you have to keep journeying along. And sometimes it will feel as if you want to stop and sort it all out. But actually, I think it's in the journeying, because whether you see it, whether you need to go around the mountain 3 times, 4 times, 10 times, at some point you will wake up. Sometimes the coach can see it quicker for you. Often they can. But unless you trust that person to challenge you or to disrupt your thinking in the moment, you may not be able to shift it quickly, because you've still got to see it yourself. So here's some of the patterns that I have been up to over the years that I have noticed. The big one for me is around time. That's become really interesting to me, because I never used to see it. For me, I've just written a few things down here. I used to just think, well, I can work harder. I'll just do a few more hours. I can work harder. I can hustle a bit. Well, that was all right until I got to menopause. And then, or when you're caring for a loved one, or where there's other things going on, where suddenly you don't physically have any more time to work harder, and you haven't got the energy to hustle harder, which is why I end up listening to people when they want to make a shift in their business. There's a lot of caveats around it because of where they've been, which is things like, yeah, but I only want to work part-time, and I only want 3 clients, and I only want this, and I only want that. And I'm like, you've already given yourself a broken leg to walk forward, because we're not actually dealing with what you need to do. You need a job, because a business you're always going to have to build. There's no way around it. And until you've done the hard work of setting up the systems and the processes to start with, it's not going to do that, and then you're still going to maintain it. So you've got to want to build something, I think, to build a business. And if you're not wanting to build something, whether it's for yourself, then it's okay to not want it. You don't have to. But so for me, there was the work harder, hustle harder pattern. The next pattern was the overgiver. Let me, as you were saying from George Pransky, it's like, well, I wouldn't have seen that as selfish. I see it selfish now in terms of time, but I wouldn't. And it's a big pattern for me in terms of time, going over time, over delivering. I thought, well, what is the pattern behind that? What am I trying to do? And it was about being needed. It was about validating that I was good at what I was doing. And it was about also trying to make sure, especially in the early days of me being a voice coach, that they would come back as a client. And the more attached to the results I gave them, the better I was, the better than anybody else I was out there, they would come back to me for the results. Like, look how needy that is. And you know what broke one day? Oh my goodness me. What broke it for me one day, well, at least it started the shaking of the roots, as it were, as we were talking about, was a client I had who was a singing student, and his lessons were being paid for by a friend of his. And that already is a problem, because you're not owning your own journey, but just saying, he wasn't a kid anymore. It's not like he was 16 or anything. So I was really trying to motivate him, because I'm quite an inspirer. I like to motivate people, go for it kind of thing. And he looked at me, and he was just hard work. And I had never understood this energy thing. When I was working with somebody that was draining the living daylights out of me, there was a problem. And if I was still trying to move that needle forward, like I was trying to do the work for them as well as my own work, there was a problem. So he sat down one day and he said to me, God, and it was flippant, but it was true. God, Angela, it's almost like you want this more than me. And OMG, did that land at a deeper level for me? It didn't initially until he'd gone out the door. I laughed it off, but it felt like something, like a rod went down me, like a spear went down me. And that was the first indication of a shaking of the tree that started to happen over the next year and a half, because I had to actually look at the pattern. Why was I needing to make them a success? Why was I needing to make sure that they had those results, in order to feel good about myself or in order to keep them coming back? And you know what it really was? It's because I was in a plan B career. I don't regret it. It's taken me where I am, but it was this bit where, to some degree, I've put down here, I was robbing them of the real work that they needed to do. Because he then messaged me about when, I think it was about a week later, that I looked at him and I went, "You need to stop having your lessons now. I'm not going to teach you." It was the best gift that he could have given me. I stopped teaching him. 5, maybe 7 years later, I had a Facebook DM from him with a picture of him playing at a local gig, saying, "I've finally done it. I've finally got myself off my rear end, and I've done it." And it took him 7 years. He did get there, and I know that I contributed to that. But what I did do is, like, there was a part of me that was trying the pattern of trying to get it too quickly, too soon for him, so that I could feel better, which is nothing to do with my business. That if I was really looking at it as a business situation, he was not doing the real work to get the real results. And there was nothing that I could do. My overgiving, my over delivering, my going over time, my over motivating was never going to take that to where it needed to take in the time scale that we were in. And it was such a wake up call for me that my pattern of people pleasing, self denial, struggle, overwork, it was sabotaging not just my real progress, but the client's real progress, because they needed to come up against themselves and not have it handed to them on a plate completely. Because if they've never done the work for it, you haven't got the skill for it. I'm going to say that one more time. If you have never done the work for it, you haven't got the skill for it.
And I want to just kind of put in, but like, just an idea, like almost like a thought to
Put it all
this.
together.
It's like, well, because the thing is, it's like that what you just described, it feels to me like anybody starting out by themselves has gone through or is going through that in one way or another, because I think it's part of the process of establishing yourself, that part of, okay, I'm here, this is what I'm offering, and if you are not ready for it, then you're just not ready for it. That level of grounded certainty, confidence, like nobody starts out like that. So if you're in that space, it's like, yeah, but I need my clients to succeed. Well, yes, it's part of the journey. I think it's like, it's not
Just
something
not
to
at the
wish.
wrong cost, isn't it?
And not the entire time. Like, it's something you
Yeah.
need to get beyond, but I just don't want that thought to sit there like, oh, you're doing something wrong. I think it's entirely natural, and I kind of feel that, yeah, you probably don't avoid it entirely when you first start out, but it's something to be really conscious of, because yeah, you're not getting. Because that's the thing, at the end, you take on clients that aren't really the right clients. Like this guy, he wasn't ready for
Exactly.
your services, right? And you wouldn't have filtered him out because he was a client, kind of thing. So I think it's just a phase to look at it as a phase that's natural, that is, yeah, well, welcome to the club. We're all being there, but it's also something to be aware of and conscious of, and move beyond.
And I think that's it. It's like, it's yeah, that's it. It's like, go for it. I said, you will take on wrong clients. You will do that. You will filter it. You will move through. But the key is can you recognize the patterns when you see them? And if they're coming round and round again, and if you can't, then that's a you at some point you will feel very resentful and frustration. That's an indication of the pattern playing out. That's preventing some real progress. But just yes, to pull it through the other side of there is you want those initial testimonials, you want that work, but you want to move past that. You don't want to get stuck in it, particularly if you know that it's not the place of your greatest passion and skill. And real progress is just real progress for you, but it's real progress for the client. And that real progress doesn't take away any of the failure or the necessary work or the things that we all have to go through to just get to the next stage. So wherever you are right now, just take the next step. If there's a pattern, see if you can recognize it. If you do, give grace to it and move past it. And then we'll see you on the next podcast. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Visible Coaches podcast. If you've ever felt the pressure to market yourself in ways that don't align with your true nature, this podcast is your sanctuary. If you've enjoyed what you've heard so far, make sure to subscribe to the Visible Coaches podcast on your favorite platform. And we would really be grateful if you could leave us a review. Your feedback means the world to us, and it helps us reach more introverted coaches like you. Visit thevisiblecoachespodcast.com now. That's thevisiblecoachespodcast.com. Let's continue to embrace our introverted strength, create meaningful connections, and make waves in the coaching world. Until next time.